controlling the volume, speed, and tone on your stream. After turning on the stream, the power button on the top left edge of the player takes on a new function. You press the power button multiple times to select the volume, playback speed, or audio tone settings. You raise or lower these settings by pressing the up or down arrow keys just below the power button. Try it out. With the stream on, press and release the power button. Stream will announce speed. Now press the up or down arrows just below the power button, and you will hear stream announce the various playback speed settings, ranging from -5 to +6. Normal speed is 0. The minus values are slower speeds than normal, and the plus numbers are higher speeds than normal, all the way up to 3 times normal speed. The stream automatically adjusts the pitch when you increase the speed, so you do not hear the annoying chipmunk sound. When the stream is playing, you can also change the speed, but in this case, you will not hear the speed settings announced. Instead, you will hear a click sound when you reach the highest or lowest speed, and a small beep when you reach normal speed. Press and release the power button again until you hear tone. Now you can use the up and down arrows to raise or lower the audio tone. Select the middle or zero tone setting to hear the normal unaltered voice. For music, the tone is replaced by separate controls, one raising and lowering the bass, and another for raising and lowering the treble. When playing textbooks or files, the tone control is called the pitch. This is because the built-in computer voice is different from a human voice, and you may want a different pitch setting that will not affect the tone setting you chose for human recorded books. For your convenience, the stream will always return to the volume setting 10 seconds after you change either the speed or tone. One more note about the volume control. There are 10 volume steps for the built-in speaker and 15 steps for headphones. But don't worry about needing to change the volume back and forth between speaker and headphones. Stream will remember these separately. Whenever you plug in the headphones, Stream will switch to your last volume setting for headphones, and when you unplug the headphones, it will switch back to the last setting you chose for the speaker. There you go. All the flexibility you need to control the volume, speed, and tone on your stream.